In a moment, I'll take you to a small room about the size of a large walk-in closet that's insured for $25 million. What's in it? Not jewels or gold or anything technological. Rather, it's something rare, old, and one of the few places in the world where the public can come and see it. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Go to the basement of the Museum of the Big Bend in Alpine, Texas, and Matt Walter can show you a vault with some amazing pieces.
We do have an amazing map collection here, all from Jan and Marty Davis. Marty Davis was a 40-year map collector.
This collector wanted a way to share his pastime with the public.
Marty said there's enough maps around the world that are being held in storage, but people don't get to see. He goes, I want to do exhibits. I want to be able to, people come and see these maps.
They received the first donation of 700 maps in 2005 and have received more maps from Marty's family over the years. There are some extremely rare maps here.
One of the ones we have is the Austin Tanner map by a cartographer named Tanner in Philadelphia, based on the 300 pages of notes that General Stephen F. Austin sent to him. And we have the only one that could actually be traced back to the Austin family.
Another rare map helped Indian agents with their work.
One of our prides and joy is the 1867 Kilo map of the Indian reservations. This is the only complete copy known to exist that belonged to one of the Indian agents. And that's why this map was made, so the Indian agents could get to their reservation.
There are many rare maps here. It is truly a treasure.
You can place a value on them, and we know what Marty paid for them. But they're not replaceable. You can't go buy another copy of it. So it's very hard to place a value. Right now, you're sitting in a room that I believe we insure for $25 million.
The public can see the maps, but they should schedule ahead for a tour. Matt or the staff usually need to handle the maps with much care. They enjoy sharing stories about those maps, their rarity, and how they shape the course of national and world events. Traveling the countryside in Alpine, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.